Sarajevo's mayor remembers a shoe shiner who became a much-loved symbol of the city.
He was the sort of person who always had a smile on his face. He didn't see his job as humiliating, and he always had a nice word to say to everyone he encountered.
Several thousand people in the city of Sarajevo have signed a petition demanding that the authorities erect a statue to a much-loved shoe shiner who died earlier this week at the age of 82. Uncle Misho, as he was known to everyone, had become a symbol of optimism in a city ravaged by the Bosnian Civil War in the early 1990s. So who was Uncle Misho?
Čika Mišo je bila jedna zanimljiva osoba.
Uncle Misho was a very interesting man. He wasn't Bosnian by birth. His real name was Hussein Hassani, but he was known to everyone in Sarajevo just as Uncle Misho. His ethnic origin was Roma, and he was a favorite citizen of the city. He was accepted by everyone as a wonderful human being. Uncle Misho was a typical example of Sarajevo folklore and hospitality that we're known for around this region.
And am I correct when I say that he was known not just by normal folk in Sarajevo, because he was the man who was shining their shoes, but ministers and officials also knew him?
He was known to everyone, from ordinary people right up to senior government officials. He worked at a very prominent place in Sarajevo on Tito Street, named after the former Yugoslav leader, and he always had a smile on his face. And although he was doing a very simple job, he radiated optimism and goodwill. He was loved by everybody. It didn't matter if they were politicians or ordinary citizens. He was like a symbol of the city. He always did his job with joy. You could see it on his face. For him, shining shoes wasn't just a job. It was a kind of social activity. It gave him a chance to communicate with people from all walks of life, interacting with them, making a joke. Uncle Misho was a man of virtue. That's why he was so respected. Such an ordinary man with the simplest of jobs, with no formal education. But he became more respected than many of our politicians. He was an optimist.